Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here. On the heels of the Ontario government's decision to end the Slots at Racetracks program here, it appears that governments in Saskatchewan and New Brunswick have caught on to the idea of austerity and equating that with racing. You could say it's like a wildfire. Could say it's caught on like a bad smell. We are going to be talking to a couple of gentlemen, Len LeDrew, who represents horse people in Saskatchewan, and Jeff Malloy does the same out in New Brunswick. That's all now on Trot Radio. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time to talk with us on Trot Radio. Wish the circumstances were better. For those not up to speed, I'd like to ask each of you to discuss the situation with respect to the cuts in funding. We'll start with you, Glenn, because what I don't get about Saskatchewan is that racing was being well-received, and it was really beginning to take off.
Harness racing here in Saskatchewan, Norm, really has been on the upswing in the last several years. In fact, in six of the last 7 years, we've wagered more than the year before. So things were going really well on the harness racing side here.
Now, what about you, Jeff? New Brunswick, obviously the government pulled the rug from underneath you. I mean, the Atlantic Sires series was doing very well. What happened at your end?
Well, it's been a challenge for sure. As with Glenn, our product has been improving over the past few years, faced a little bit of a dip in 2011, but we had signed agreement with the government in 2009 for a five-year commitment on allocating some video lottery terminals to support the industry. Up to this point in time, we haven't deployed all the allocated machines, but we also had an agreement with the government that for the machines we didn't have under our control, we'd get a top-up funding up to $1 million. And of that million, we were receiving about $600,000. The agreement was set to end in March of 2014, and unfortunately, this government turned the dial up a little bit and said that it is only going to be good until the end of March 2013. So in essence, the agreement is still in place. It just really puts a lot of pressure on us to get our plans implemented this year. We went from having 24 months to get a plan in place to only 12. So it's really put the crunch on us, and it will put a lot of pressure on our financial side in getting our plans deployed this year.
How blindsided were you guys by this announcement, Glenn?
It really came as a big surprise to us, Norm. The funding that is in place now that has just come to an end, effective the end of March next year, has been in place since 1978. So just to put that in perspective, it's been from then until now, so it certainly was a difficult announcement, you know, for us to hear. Especially on the heels of, you know, the new track just getting underway last year here in Regina.
Is there a possibility that maybe slots could be introduced and that you guys could be self-sufficient to some degree, I suppose?
Slots are not going to be on the table, not in the immediate horizon here. It's the province has a deal set up with the with SIGA, which the native people here in Saskatchewan. So they are the only locations with the casinos. They have an agreement in place with the government, and they're the only ones that have slots. So unfortunately, I was speaking to Jeff there a couple of weeks ago, and you know, we're somewhat envious of their situation, believe it or not, because they at the least they have been given the tools to be self-sustaining, and we're in a much tougher spot here.
What about you, Jeff? Did you see this coming?
In a way, our province has been faced with some real financial difficulties. The whole province is really under tight budget constraint, and we didn't feel that we would be ignored or not subject to some of the cuts that they were doing. But like Glenn said, our government didn't necessarily pull funding. They just turned up the dial to say, get your plans in place, earn the money through the allocated VLTs before the end of next year, because in 2014's budget they weren't prepared to put an additional $600,000 on for for the funding.
Yeah, really, looking at this between the two jurisdictions, it would appear that you folks in New Brunswick, you're right, Glenn, do have a chance at least molding their own future. Is it beyond a deficit issue? Is there something beyond that? You take a look at Saskatchewan, part of the Bible Belt out west. Were there any moral issues with horse racing and gambling per se, Glenn?
None at all. I mean, none certainly on the surface. The issues here are a little bit more sensitive in the sense that all of the horse racing wagering in the province, the revenues from that are currently all streamlined back to Marquis Downs in Saskatoon, a prairie land park. When Queensbury Downs was here in Regina, the province was kind of zoned into two market areas. In the north part of the province, all horse racing revenues, were controlled by Marquis Downs, and then at the Regina track in the south. Back in 2002, when Queensbury Downs closed, Marquis Downs, received a license for all wagering in the province. So, they have the tools, much like Jeff's group in New Brunswick. They currently hold all the tools, control all the revenue, and stand some chance at keeping their industry alive. So the challenge for us is to, talk to, the government here. And, we have a vibrant industry here in the standardbred racing. We've got two tracks, one in Regina and one in Yorkton, that have both done very well. Attendance has grown over the years. The wager has increased. Mm. So it's a matter of working with the government to try and get, some of that market area back. And, then we would be able to continue on and be self-sustaining.
Yeah, Marquis Downs, a thoroughbred track, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and so you've got a T-bred, standardbred battle going on, not unlike St. Manitoba. What about yourself, Jeff? Was it beyond just deficit?
No, I don't think so. And I really, when this agreement was in place, it was the agreement was a bridging agreement to get us through the startup phase of the company. So the government hasn't necessarily said they aren't going to support our industry. I'm very thankful that they didn't cut funding immediately like they have done in other jurisdictions.
Have you been in contact with any government reps? Are there any talks going on? And if so, what are they telling you about the future of horse racing?
We've had some initial discussions with the horse racing division of SLGA. We've talked about our concerns and about just simply wanting the same tools for the standardbred industry that the thoroughbred industry has. And, that'll create a win-win situation, for everyone. And at this point, there has just been some preliminary discussions, Norm. And, all I can say is that it's under review, and we'll be following up with them shortly. And, hopefully we can find, some common ground with all the tracks.
Saskatchewan is probably, one of the fastest-growing provinces within Confederation. You think this is a great opportunity for the government to create a tax base, if you will, by having the kind of gaming and giving the harness people the chance to expand their own business. It's just saying,
It will be a win-win situation for everyone.
Well, I've always felt, especially in recent times, that while harness racing isn't in and of itself generating huge revenues, it is still too big to fail because of the subsidiary revenues that it creates. What about yourself, Jeff? What are the government reps in New Brunswick telling you?
Well, we still feel we're being supported by government. But really, we should all be envious of Prince Edward Island and the motto they have there under the Atlantic Lotto. And one of the good things they have going in Prince Edward Island is they recognize those benefits, and they've done studies and they've proven the numbers on the benefits back to their province.
Let me ask you briefly, if Ontario hadn't got the ball rolling, do you think your provinces would have gone it on their own as far as cutbacks to racing?
I don't know. I don't think that Ontario had that much to do with the decisions made with our government.
We don't have a hell of a lot to do with much else these days.
Yeah.
We're no longer the big boy on the block, but anyway.
Yeah, and I think, in Ontario, it really, there's a lot more at stake, and some of the decisions don't really come out as being rational at all.
Glenn, let me ask you, was it a standalone decision by Saskatchewan, not under the influence of what was going on, say, here in Ontario?
That is such a good question, Norm, and I guess my response might be somewhat similar to Jeff's, that, you know, in scope, you know, the nature of our population here and with respect to the size of the industry, quite the other end of the scale, of course, of what's going on in Ontario. But we did find it ironic that all these announcements came out within a few weeks of each other. So it certainly made you wonder whether there was some kind of conference or discussions going on between the provinces, because, you know, the announcements all seem to come out around the same, around the same time.
My associate producer, Jeff Porchak, wanted me to ask you that, and I think he had his feelers going in the right direction. Horsemen, the breeders, what's their mindset?
Down here, it's really tough looking at Ontario. We're definitely an export market. We aren't an import market. We provide a good product, develop it here, and then the business model is to sell to a bigger market like Ontario, and it really shocked everyone. I think they're very hesitant and very concerned with what's going on in Ontario.
Same with you, Glenn.
But the breeding industry here really was almost non-existent. Up until a couple of years ago, we actually started the Saskatchewan Sire Stakes. We got the group together. Was there enough interest? And there was. And the breeding industry has been almost at a standstill here. But the last couple of years, since the announcement of the Sire Stake, our first race is going to be for $10,000, which is very significant.
Amazing.
Here in this province.
Yeah.
This was the first year it was back, and we announced it as an annual race. And people were starting to slowly get, excited about it. And then, of course, this announcement comes out about the funding for the next year. So it certainly, certainly did set us back. And we don't claim to be a leader, of course, in the breeding industry here. But certainly the announcement, certainly has set us back here.
Well, there's always China. I mean, there's a market that's ready to expand the horse race industry. You never know, guys. Ontario's industry obviously is a major cog in the economy, 60,000 jobs, second largest agricultural sector in the province. What about the rural populations of your respective provinces? Jeff, how big a hit is that going to be? Pretty much like you described?
Yeah, and with required studies to put numbers out, but anyone knows that's in the industry and how important our industry is, and with the number of horses around the province that are part of our industry.
What is going to happen in 2012? Status quo then?
Yeah, for here 2012, our race meet is exactly the same as it was before, and we are going to go full steam ahead and promote the racing here like we've always done, and try and have a successful meet here. And then on the other hand, we're also going to be trying our best to work together and with the government and try and find some resolve here. We think the answers really aren't difficult ones here, as long as we can, like I said, get access to the same tools so that this industry can be self-sustaining. We believe it can be.
Same for you, right, Jeff?
That's right, and we have some plans, some aggressive plans, to get our teletheater network opened up. We are in the final stages of opening one in Woodstock, New Brunswick, at Eagle's Nest Casino, and it should help get some new revenue in, as well as getting another one in the St. John area, and probably five by the end of the year.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm convinced of one thing, having been around this game long enough. It would take, at the very least, a nuclear holocaust to knock horsemen off their feet and make them give up. So I love what you guys are saying. I love what the guys in the respective backstretches are saying. Let's keep up the good fight, gentlemen.
Super. Thanks, Norm.
Thank you, Norm.